Just because you are living don't necessarily mean that you are growing. Just because you are living don't necessarily mean that you are growing. You are living, but are you growing? You are living, but are you growing? Your personal development is intentional. Your personal development and growth is a mindset. That is what we're going to dive into this week. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes, and you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, and become all what you were designed to be. Good morning, good day, good afternoon. Greatness to my greatness family all around the world. I'm excited today because the best and the greatest day to be alive is today, but also I'm excited today because your life is going to be transformed by the nuggets that we explore today. I'm in a group called Born for Greatness. And in that group, a good friend of mine, Mr. Wayne Roll, who's based out of Nassau, Bahamas, the beautiful islands of the Bahamas, the place where God lives, like Dr. Miles Monroe would say. And he did a talk on growth. He said his focus this year is growth. Now, my focus this year is mindset. He did a talk on growth. And he brought us some information. He was extracting some information from Mr. John Maxwell's book, The 15 Valuable Laws of Growth. And family, I've heard a lot of speeches. I've heard a lot of lectures and presentations and a lot of talks. This is what I do. This is what I love to do. But when I heard my friend extract information, what he got out of the 15 valuable laws of growth from Mr. John Maxwell, I had to call him up and said, "You rock my world." Now, here's the first nugget that he said that Mr. Wayne Roll was extracting from the 15 valuable laws of growth from Mr. John Maxwell. He said this. He said, growth is intentional, right? Growth is intentional. Do you have a plan for your personal growth? Your growth, my growth. It is intentional. I want you to pause and think about that for a second. Your growth is intentional. Your growth is intentional. My growth is intentional. You know, you just don't take the seed and you put it on the counter and you pray over the seed. You fast over the seed, you speak over the seed, you pray over the seed, you have a party over the seed, and you assume that the seed is going to grow. It don't work like that. In order for that seed to grow, we have to be intentional of taking that seed and placing that seed inside the ground. When you look at your life today, I want you to look at your life. I want us to look at our lives. And whatever we don't like what is in our lives, we have the power within us to change it. That your growth, that my growth is intentional. I mean, we can stay all day. It's not just going to happen. It's not just going to happen. If you think something magically is going to happen when it comes to your personal development, when I look at it, growth is actually I call it a growth mindset. It's not just going to happen. It's the knowledge is just not going to drop inside your brain and your mind. It's not going to happen. When you look at growth in terms of Mr. Wayne Burrell extracting this information from the 15 valuable laws of growth from Mr. John Maxwell. When you look at your growth has to be intentional. I look at my personal life right now. And when I look at the growth that has happened in my life, it has been intentional. And when I look also in my life where there has not been no growth, I was not intentionally, or I just got too laid back. I have a coaching question for you today. Are you intentionally about your personal growth, whether spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, friendship-wise, whatever that growth that you want in your life? It could be in your marriage. It could be in a relationship with your children. It could be in your business. It could be in your career. Whatever growth you want in your life, are you being intentionally about it? And if you're not being intentionally about it, what can you do to change that? Here's the next nugget that my friend Mr. Wayne Roll pulled out of the 15 Valuable Laws of Growth by Mr. John Maxwell. We have the assumption, this is the assumption gap. We assume just because our bodies grow automatically, right? Our hair grow. That's why as men we shave, we cut it. Our nails grow. It's like you cut your nails this week, next 2 weeks, you cut it again or what have you. Why? Because the body is always growing. So we think, with the assumption gap he was talking about, we think just because our bodies grow automatically that we are going to automatically grow spiritually, physically, and mentally. It's a misconception that we have that our personal growth, whatever growth we are going after, that it's going to automatically, that is going to automatically happen. I have breaking news for you also, like my friend Mr. Wayne Rose said, breaking news. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If you want to get in shape physically, you could pray all you want. You could fast all you want. You could meditate all you want. You have to put that time in, right? I'm getting ready for my first race for the year, a half marathon. And guess what? I have to put the miles in. I look at my life and the success I have in my life. I had to put the time in. It's not just going to happen. If you want to grow academically, you have to put that time in. If you want to grow spiritually, you have to put that time in. If you want to get in shape physically, you have to go to the gym. You got to get on a strict eating habit or diet. It's not just going to happen. But we watch all of these movies and we look watching social, and we are embedded in social media, and we just assume just because that person has it, I can get it. But you don't know what that person went through. You see, this podcast, I heard the idea from Mr. Wayne Roll extracting the information from the 15 Valuable Laws by Mr. John Maxwell. Then I got the idea. I got out the equipment and I said, let me record a podcast on a growth mindset. But guess what? I had the idea, but I still had to do it. And there was a time in my life where I assumed. Assumption is very, very, very dangerous. Like, I could assume you want a glass of milk, but all you wanted was a glass of water. I could assume that you wanted a red shirt, but all you wanted was a red, was a yellow shade. I could assume that everything is cool between me and you, but it's not. So assumption is dangerous. So one of the things that holds us back in any type of growth mindset, one of the things that holds us back, whether it's spiritually, physically, mentally, in our marriage, in our relation, in our academic goals, in our business, is that we assume. Like when I started my business, I just assumed that it was going to take off. When I started speaking, I just assumed it was going to happen. I just assumed, because since I discovered my purpose and I was starting to go after my purpose, tap into my potential, become all what I was designed to be and helping people do the same, I assumed that it was just going to be just a bed of roses. But I didn't realize I got to wake at it every day. Every day I wake up, I use my gift to empower somebody. Every day I wake up, I'm thinking, how can I make someone smile today? How can I motivate somebody today? How can I empower someone to tap into and maximize their potential, discover their purpose, and help them become all what they were designed to be? It's in me. It's part of me. I eat and drink it. Like Mr. Peter Runk's, a good friend of mine, he told me a couple days ago, he said, Antonio Landis Thompson, he said, King Tones, he said, you really love people. He said, no, he said, man, listen here, you really love people. And what he was saying, you really want to help people. You really want to inspire people. I said, this is my gift. This is what I do. I can't just assume that everybody wakes up and everybody feel good like King Tones. I can't assume that everyone is excited today. And so when it comes to our growth, we assume that it automatically is going to happen. Here's another nugget. Woo! Let's pause for a second. Breathe in some fresh air. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax the body in this moment. What are you grateful for? I want to check in with you right now. We're talking about personal growth, personal mindset, a growth mindset. What are you grateful for? Another point is, when it comes to growth, we compare ourselves to others. When it comes to growth, whatever that growth is, the danger is we compare ourselves to others. Now, here's the thing. There is nothing wrong with looking at someone's life and their life inspires you. They inspire you to write a book. They inspire you to start your business. They inspire you to be a better mother, a better father. They inspire you to be a better teacher, a plumber, electrician. They inspire you to be a better husband, a better wife. They inspire you. But the danger is, when it comes to growth, we look at someone else's growth and we compare it to our growth. And then we start to get sad and depressed. I'm not telling you a book I've read. I'm not telling you about a movie I watch. I'm not telling you about a podcast I'm listening to. I'm telling you I did the same thing. I compare my success to others. I look at some of my friends around me and I say, wow, they're so successful. They're so successful. And I had to realize, the road they walk in is a totally different road that you walk in. And if they put the time in, then why should you be upset? Or some of us might even be jealous. You might say, no, I'm not jealous. Well, if you keep looking at them and keep looking at them and keep wishing what they had, and then you start and you get that little feeling, yeah, there's jealousy there. Here's a story I like to tell you about. Growing up in the Bahamas, I lived on the western part of the island called Stapling Gardens. It was close, probably, I don't know, a mile and a half to 2 miles to the beach. But in the morning, athletes will get up early before everybody get up. A lot of these athletes would run to the beach and come back. You know, I developed early in the morning habits running. A lot of these athletes also would take their clothes and go to their school early. It was like they would go to school early. They would do a workout early at school. They had some showers at the school and they would shower there. Now, here's the thing. While we were still sleeping in bed, they were running, lifting weights and training. When we got to school, they were already at school, had their workout, right? Probably brought something for breakfast. Or we got to school late and they were there early. And years later down, these same athletes, you look at them, they got scholarships to go to college. Some of them went on to be in the Olympics and represent the Bahamas, if not just in the Olympics, represented the Bahamas worldwide through track and field and in various sports. Guess what? How can I compare myself to an athlete who put the time in 10, 12 years, 15 years, 20 years? And that is one of the things we do. We compare our success to other success. But they put the time in. How can I compare my success to someone else when they put the time in? You don't know the time they put into that relationship to be a good father. You don't know the time they put in to be a great mother. You don't know the time they put in. You don't know the books they read. You don't know the classes they went to, right? They were intentional. You don't know the heartache they went through. You don't know the valleys of decisions and those dry desert areas in their life they went through. You don't know what they went through. But they made up a mind, whether it was 5, 10, 20 years ago or last year or yesterday, they made up their mind to be intentionally about their success. Now they are reaping the reward and we want to compare ourselves. No, no. If you put the time in, you get the reward. If you put the time in, you get the reward. Just because you are living don't necessarily mean you are growing. You are living, but are you growing? Your personal development is intentional. Your personal development is a mindset growth. The first point we look at today, growth is intentionally. Intentional. Do you have a plan? Do you have a plan for your personal growth? Ouch. Number two, assumption gap. Don't assume just because your hair grow, your nails grow, your body grow. Don't just assume that you automatically grow spiritually, physically, and mentally. If you want that success, you have to put that time in. And number three, we compare ourselves to others. We look at their success. But we don't realize the time that they put in. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, giving you some motivation and some inspiration to help you through your life. And you're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. There is greatness inside of you. You were born for greatness. I encourage you today. Be intentionally about your personal growth. Make a decision today. You say to myself, I take full responsibility for my personal growth. And I encourage you, once you make that decision, and once you get in a group like Born for Greatness, or once you get in a good community and tribe that believe in your dreams, I guarantee you, you will reap the reward and see the success that you want in life, the best. And the greatest day to be alive is today. I love you. Your day is going to be amazing. When it comes to your personal growth, the ball is in your court. The power is in you. You have the power to decide to make a shift in your life and release your greatness.